What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are again. Thank you for tuning in. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, thanks for making us a part of your day. We're going to jump right in. I'm going to call this episode Abide. Abide. You know, I meet people all the time. And, you know, yesterday we talked about living a life of substance. The danger of something like that is we reduce it to basically the easiest thing our flesh can do, if that makes sense. When I'm talking about living a life of substance, it's really about surrender, spending time with the Lord, stuff like that. But I meet people all the time, they think that living a life of substance is being so busy, but you're not accomplishing anything. And I meet people all the time, oh, I'm committed. Pastor James, I'm committed. Monday I do this, and Tuesday I'm here, and Wednesday I'm here, and I go to this Bible study, and I do this, and I do that, and I'm part of the Kiwanis Club, and I do all these other things, and in the community, I'm a swim instructor, and I've never seen so many people so busy but accomplishing less in my whole life. Somehow in life, you know, the kingdom of God is the world in reverse, right? So if this was your job, I'm like, dude, work as hard as you can. You know what I mean? Like, be diligent, study, learn, focus, push in, pursue. You know, all those things, right? If you're in school, bro, get busy. Do you know what I mean? Get your stuff done. But when it comes to spiritual things, it's the opposite of the natural realm. Does that make sense? So in spiritual things, it's like less is more, right? So in the world, you climb higher to get farther. In Christianity, you go lower to go higher. And so many people blur the lines of Christianity that we think that somehow striving is going to like get us to where we need to go. It's not. It's actually the opposite, dude. The devil doesn't need you to go back to the big stuff like, I don't know, murder. All he needs you to do is be busy. Because then you don't even have time for you. You see the moms all the time. Shout out to the moms. Look, they work hard. They're amazing. They're powerful. But if you get so consumed with your kids' responsibilities, you lose yourself. We live in a world where somehow we think striving, pushing, making it happen is over resting and abiding. Because the world tells you, work hard, climb up, step on everybody else, don't sleep, da-da-da, you know, or whatever. But the truth is, when it comes to the things of God, less is more. Like, less activity sometimes so you can get closer to God and build up. It's like Luke chapter 10, the story of Mary and Martha, right? So you see, here's a woman. The minute Jesus walks in, she's so busy running all around. And then here's Mary sitting at his feet. And Jesus, I know this has frustrated my wife for years because she is a doer. My wife, please, she don't get time to sit down. And she would always even hate the story because she is wired to work. I mean, my wife is like, what do we got to do? She sees things. And that's a gift from God. She needs to. But Jesus said Mary chose the better part. Why? Because sitting at his feet, the base must be worshiping him. The base. From that place, I do, right? I do. My base is worship. My base is prayer. My base is spending time with the Lord. From that place, let's go around the world. Preach the gospel. Let's go to your workplace. See God move. Then the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday makes sense. Some of us are so busy that we think that's like somehow replaced spending time with God. It hasn't, dude. It's interrupted your life. And then you get burnt out, and then you operate in the flesh, and then no one even likes you because you're a mess and cranky. And it's like, where do you go from here? The kingdom of God is the world in reverse. Striving, pushing, making it happen. That's the thing about the flesh. Look, I see people all the time. And I'm only saying preachers because that's what I can relate to, because that's what my spirit influence is. But look, these people, either God has called you or you called yourself. And there's a huge difference. The minute you open your mouth, if you're a minister, I know if you're really sent from God. And a lot of times it's no. Look, it doesn't pass the test, dude. You're just a greasy diner. And people buy into it. There's enough people still going to Sedona, Arizona today, eating at that greasy spoon. They're there. I get it. That's not a lie. That's not reality, dude. You can't just put up a website and have cool video and think that people are going to believe that. Come on, man. Dude, come on. Because if all you are is busy, you're not effective. And if all you are is striving, you're never going to bear fruit, right? After the break, I'm going to read you a verse that's going to absolutely rock your world. I like to call it the John 15 promise. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about abiding. And really, from a place of abiding in Him, we can be effective. Look, you can't be a powerful businesswoman if it doesn't come from the place of abiding. You can't be, you can't give your all to the world system. And I'm all about faith. I'm all about diligence. Diligence hands will rule. Laziness ends in slave labor. That's not what I'm talking about. You can't be diligent if it doesn't come from a place of worship. So everything we do is through worship. Everything we are is through worship. Through that place. Look, this is the deal. It's not Mary or Martha. So if you're just lazy, bro, get out of here. Don't even listen to my podcast anymore. I'm not talking about lazy people, man. I'm talking about being busy, but being focused and effective and making sure it's coming from a place of abiding. Because the goal of life isn't to be this loud clanging cymbal that gets nothing accomplished on this earth, but congratulations, you're a soccer mom. No, be a soccer mom, be diligent, be an entrepreneur, be a CEO. Work at Walmart, I don't care what you do, but make sure it's coming from a place of worship so you're effective and you're changing lives in the process. Because at the end of the day, you and I are called to bear fruit. And fruit, that remains. John 15. Jesus is, I'm the true vine. The Father's the vine dresser. All that. Abide in me. I in you. John 15:4. And then he's like dropping all this stuff, right? Oh, if you don't abide in me, you're cast out. Blah, blah, blah. And then verse 7 of John 15 is a promise I've always held on to. Says this, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it'll be done for you. By this, my Father would be glorified, that you would bear much fruit, and you would be my disciples. Did you catch that? Bearing much fruit comes from abiding. Abide in me, and you'll bear fruit. What? That's like the opposite of the world. Abide in me and let my words abide in you. And then ask whatever you desire, it'll be done for you. That's amazing. That my Father would be glorified and you would bear much fruit and be my disciples. He didn't say strive. He didn't say push. He didn't say make it happen. He said abide. That is so crazy to us. Abide in me and you'll bear fruit. Mary, you haven't stopped worshiping me since I walked in the door. This chick chose the better part. Abide. And in the fast-paced world we live in, man, the devil's pretty cunning. You know what he's done? He's made it so your time is distracted. Think about it, man. Dude, we're like the most distracted day we've ever lived in. Remember we did the podcast on that? Where Paul said in Corinthians, he said, I know you're married, but I wish you would live single. Remember? And you're like, what? Not that you would lose the benefits of marriage, but that you would serve the Lord, Paul said, without distractions. This is the most, there's not even a question, it's the most distracted day you've ever lived in. Full disclosure, I've had more opportunities to do a TV show. You'll ever know. Signed by William Morris. I've been on contract with Hollywood. I just won't do it, man. I've been offered so many shows. It's not what I want. Even this podcast isn't people trying to talk to me, you know, after this big book deal, wanting to turn it into a show. Man, I'm flattered, but I struggle with it, man. I don't want to. You know why? Because podcasting is intimate. See, when you're watching your Facebook Live, you're distracted. I'm talking about me communicating what I want to say. You're distracted. You're distracted, man. You're reading other people's weird comments. Look, when you're podcasting, it's intimate, man. I'll share some I've never shared. The day I wanted to start podcasting, I don't even know if you know this, bro. The day I started podcasting, it seemed so shallow. I was listening to Outkick the Coverage by Clay Travis. It was a sports podcast. He has a really cool voice, you know? And I didn't always listen to him before. I saw him on a couple shows and it came up on my phone. I love sports, right? And I was listening to him talk and he was ripping ESPN and liberal agendas and all this stuff. And there was a moment I'm walking around my house with him in my earphones. And I'm going, oh man, this dude really has my attention. It's like he has my soul. You know, it's weird. I wasn't distracted. I wasn't looking around. It was like he is in my ear talking. And that was it. I knew that that's what I wanted to do. Isn't that crazy? It wasn't a crazy light from heaven. It wasn't a dream. This podcast is it's about to be featured on some major places soon. And it's already exploding. I mean, we're going to hit 100,000 downloads soon. This is no advertising. You know how many people pay? Christians try to pay money to make their, just fool you and make their, and we blew by all of them. Which is why you don't see it on like, these people pay for these iTunes charts, man. I know somebody offered me, oh, if you give me $15,000 a month, I'll put you in the top five. It's all a game, dude. My numbers are killing it. Killing it. I got two emails last week. They're like, I don't know how you're doing it. From Podbean. They're like, I don't know how you're doing it, but you're exploding. It has nothing to do with us, man. I grabbed a microphone and said, I'm going to throw my heart in it by what I'm not passionate about sports like that. I'm passionate about the things of God. And that was it, man. It was just like that. It happened. Because I believe podcasting limits distraction. Wherever you listen to me, it doesn't matter. You could be driving to work. You could be making breakfast for your kids. You could be studying. You could be going to bed. You could be waking up in the morning. 1,500 plus subscribers now. All hours of the day, somebody's listening to this. I love it. I'm honored that you're with us. I love it. But it's more intimate. It's not TV where you get up and go get your meal. It's a podcast. It's intimate. And in today's day, when everybody's distracted and everybody's looking around, confused, thank God for radio. Thank God that there's a moment where you can stop, really get your core together and go, yeah, let's go get this. It's not just about me, friends. Spend time with the Lord without my voice. You know what I mean? Just spend time with the Lord, get in his word, abide and bear fruit. It's abiding. Oh, little preacher, it's not striving. Oh, little worship leader, it's not about trying to make yourself this and that. You try too hard, man. I can't. How many times people give me worship albums and they're like, check it out. What do you think? You don't want to know what I think. All I feel is striving. All I feel is you're trying so hard, bro. Like, dude, let it happen. All that we're doing, let it happen. The churches we plant, let it happen. I don't do anything. Man, it's not work. Are you kidding me? It takes a lot of hard work. But when you're abiding, you bear much fruit. Want to leave that with you today. I went a little bit over my time here. I love you. We'll see you tomorrow. You've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today. It's great to be back in the studio. Ugh, I apologize for Friday's quality, man. MJ's a genius. Come on!
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.